On the show today, we have Callahan Associates' Alexandra Geekus talking about their new CU brand monitor and how it helps credit unions kind of clarify their message out in the wild west world of social media. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Callahan and Associates' very own Alexandra Geekus. How are you, Alexandra?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Thank you for asking. Hey, you guys have a cool, pretty cool little, would it be a product, a service, whatever you, it's called CU Brand Monitor, and I was going to explain what it is, but I'll probably screw it up. So if you want to give us a quick 411 on what CU Brand Monitor is all about, let us know here.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we actually just launched on August 1st.
Oh, congrats.
So we're really excited about that. Thank you. Going well so far. We already have some credit unions up and running on the platform.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, to put it in simple terms, mm-hmm. it is one platform, so an all-in-one platform where credit unions can manage and monitor their local brand reputation.
Right on, right on. So let's get into kind of the details of it. How does it work? And then, why did you guys create it?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are really four main components.
Okay.
So there's reviews, so online reviews. So think about this. So I don't know if you know this, Mike, but did you know that one negative review can actually deter up to 30 customers?
Ouch. No, I didn't know that.
Right?
Now I do.
That hurt. And we've been talking to a lot of credit unions that actually do not have a review policy. Multiple people manage reviews across the multiple providers.
Mm-hmm.
And so this platform actually allows marketers to be able to manage all the reviews in one place. So there's an aggregate of all of them, all the different providers.
Wow.
And they can also see how their competitors are comparing in terms of their star ratings, you know, that Yelp or that
mm-hmm.
Facebook star rating that you always want to improve.
Yep.
So they're going to be able to monitor that in one place, which
okay.
is definitely a time saver. So that's one component. The second component is social media activity. So what are your members and potential members saying about you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have fun hashtags that you want to track? What is the media saying about you? So it's a place to monitor that as well.
Oh, very nice.
So that's a social media component.
Okay.
And then the third component is listings. So how are your listings consistent? So are you listed in the same Google as you are on Facebook, as you are on Yelp.
Okay.
That's really, really important. So listings actually take up 50% of the Google algorithm.
Wow.
So having inconsistencies there can really hurt where you rank on SEO.
Okay, yeah.
And then the fourth category is really those SEO rankings and the keywords, but on a local level, which is a little different. So a lot of credit unions are really focused on the website and the SEO of the website.
Mm-hmm.
But this is way to say from an individual branch level. So
mm-hmm.
for example, if I'm standing, we're in Washington, D.C. here, if I'm standing out in the park and I'm a potential member and I'm on my phone looking for free checking, are you going to rank there
mm-hmm.
in that area where it really matters most?
Gotcha.
So that's kind of the difference.
Gotcha.
And that's really, that kind of leads me into why we created it.
Yeah.
Because there really has been a shift. So if you think historically to how your potential members might have been searching, so members, they're going to be searching for you by name, right? They know your name. But potential members, they're really searching for particular services.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the shift is that they're searching for those services on their mobile devices. And if you ever search for a restaurant or a store when you're traveling and you're looking for services, the real estate on that mobile phone is significantly less than what it is if you're looking on your desktop.
Right.
So that really is the shift. And what we're seeing is there really is a need on the credit union side for a way to be able to monitor that all in one place,
okay.
not just something for just reviews or just SEO or just listings,
mm-hmm.
you know, having it all in one place and being able to see it on an individual branch level.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of credit unions have been working on their SEO for their website or working on their corporate image and having one Facebook page where they can monitor their brand. But the issue is some of these review sites and social media platforms like Facebook, they went out and they created 25 million business listings without companies knowing about them. And you'd be amazed at how many credit unions we've gotten on the phone recently that say, we have it all under control, and we find at least 8 rogue Facebook pages that members are reviewing, and they have no idea about it. So it's really, you know, Google's constantly changing, constantly evolving, and we're really looking to bring credit unions together and create really a knowledge network
mm-hmm.
where it's not just the platform, it's the best practices on how do we attack this wild, wild west. How do we together as an industry, you know, learn from each other and make sure that we are competing on the local level?
Oh my gosh, that was a mouthful. That was way more than we bargained for. So it sounds like the four categories really complement each other, because it sounds like each one kind of builds on each other. And then, oh my gosh, the rogue pages that you just mentioned about on Facebook, wow, that sounds like a serious issue, because if there's a prospective member out there looking for a new financial institution to check out, and if they go to this kind of a wacky credit union page, they're going to like, no, I don't want any part of this. I'm going to go somewhere else, you know? So it's great that you guys are kind of clarifying that for credit unions, kind of weeding out those, you know, those bogus pages for the real thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's also some media component of it. So I didn't really talk about that, but on the social media side, you can also, and I don't know if you know this, but you can also tag a picture. So the credit union doesn't even have to be on Instagram, but a member or an employee can actually post an image and claim they're there, and that then becomes associated with your brand.
Okay.
So same with Bing. So some of these unclaimed listings that I talked about for Facebook, they also exist on Yelp, they also exist on Google, and Bing as well. And I found some really interesting pictures of employees, members, trash, bugs, things that you definitely don't want to have associated with your brand that are hidden, we kind of bring to light. And so that's been eye-opening for a lot of the credit unions that we've been
speaking. It's like, get rid of that stuff ASAP. Wow.
Oh, this picture of this bug outside my branch, I don't really think that's the best image.
Yeah, it's not pertinent. No, it's no, exactly. So it sounds like this is kind of geared toward, keep talking about the millennials and now the Gen Z, but it sounds like this is kind of geared toward that crowd who is very mobile, who's always on their phone or their smartphone or their tablet looking for this type of stuff. Or it could be anybody nowadays. Now it sounds like it's geared for that type of audience for the credit union. I mean, trickling down to the credit union audience. So it's kind of clarifying, getting rid of the bad stuff out there. And then again, clarifying what credit unions are all about and really, I don't know, getting a more accurate picture of what credit unions are. Is that kind of a correct assumption there?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. I do also think it's not just millennials are on their phones. I mean, my mom has her iPhone basically glued to her side. You know, when she's looking for services, she's also using her phone.
Yeah.
So I think it's really all generations.
It's everybody now, yeah.
That we need to be concerned about. Mm-hmm. And I think that the issue is that it's constantly evolving. I said it already, but I really want to reiterate, it's like the Wild Wild West. It just continuously keeps changing.
Yeah.
You know, Google will go out and make a change. And, you know, credit unions and myself, I'm a marketer as well. I mean, we try to keep on top of it, but it's challenging. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have some internal experts that, you know, that have worked at Google before that really love to kind of live, breathe the whole online digital world. So they're also bringing in their expertise to curate some best practices and some documents and some webinars that we can bring credit unions on and really help them tackle this digital world.
Yeah, because there's a lot of smaller credit unions out there who may not have the resources to kind of track all this stuff. So this is great that CU Brand Monitor is kind of stepping up and helping those folks out, because a lot of the larger credit unions may have, you know, the resources to do that, but a lot of the smaller ones, like, we don't, you know, they're trapped in the wild, wild west, you know, so, and sometimes they get the bad end of that wild, wild west. So what are your goals with this? Obviously, to clarify and keep things accurate, are there any other goals for a CU Brand Monitor?
Yeah, I mean, the goals are, I think also bringing together that knowledge network is a really big goal for us.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to have credit unions, like you said, the smaller credit unions that might not be able to go out and afford a platform for every single one of these resources, being able to have them join in and learn from what others are doing. That's definitely a big goal for us here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for the credit unions using the platform, I mean, the goal is to just continuously stay on top of it and make sure that they're not losing members because of their online reputation, and they're not losing potential members because they're not, you know, focusing in the right areas.
Yeah. Good point. All right, I'm gonna wrap up here with you, Alexandra. Where can we find out more about it? Where can credit unions go, hey, this sounds like something right up our alley, let's go check it out? Where can we find that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually are, this whole launch month, we're actually doing free online brand reputation audits, where we'll take up to 10 branches and throw it in the system and give you an idea. So those rogue Facebook accounts, we can actually see those, pull in those images. kind of give you an idea of where you stand right now. And we're giving those away all month. So I would encourage anyone listening to go out to callahan.com/brandmonitor. Mm-hmm. And check that out there.
Right on. We'll put the link in the show notes so people can click on it and get right to it and check it out. Well, Alexander, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes here. And sounds like a pretty cool service you guys have cooked up here. You guys are always doing some great stuff. You always have great content. And so keep up the good work there. And maybe we'll check in down the road and see how it's going for you guys.
That sounds great. Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome. All right.